Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicky. How can I help you?
Well, good afternoon. I'm calling you guys because I have two charges that I received on the statement from my credit card, and I don't know what is your company. I don't recognize this as me, but I would like you to explain to me what is the company. I was charged $574 on March 11, and I was charged on May 15, $67.32.
Yes, ma'am. May I have your zip code so I can locate an account for you, ma'am? That would help me pull up your account a lot easier.
349.83.
Wait a minute, 34983. Okay. And what's your first and last name, please?
Laura Borrero Guevara.
Okay, I don't see an account for you just yet. You said the zip code was 34983. What's your email address, ma'am?
It is 349 Northwest Friar Street, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34983.
Thank you very much, ma'am. No, I asked for your email address, ma'am. Email.
My email address is in small letters, Borrero Laura, 798@gmail.com.
Okay, that's not your account. I thought I had found it. Let me try a phone number for you, please, instead of that zip code. I don't see an account just yet. Let me have your phone number, ma'am.
845-309-3730.
Thank you, ma'am. One moment. Hopefully this will pull up your account. And it did not. Well, how much is your charge, ma'am? How much is the charge on your car?
The charge on my car on March 11, $5.74. Then again on March 15, it was a charge here of $67.32.
Okay. Hang on just a minute. Okay. I did your email, zip phone number. Can you give me the first six and the last four of the card that was billed? That's those two amounts. I'm going to put it in and see if it comes, if you're in our system.
There's two amounts, one on the 11th and the other one on the 15th.
No, no, no. I need the first, the card, your credit card that was billed or debit card. I need the first six numbers on that card and the last four numbers.
Okay, okay. You need from my credit card?
Yes, ma'am.
I think this is fraud, you know, because that I don't know. What is your company?
That's just the thing, ma'am. We're a third-party call center. We have different vendors that we provide customer support for. I'm trying to locate your account so I can look at it, but it's not coming up. So I tried your name, I tried your zip code, I tried your phone number and your email address. The last thing I can try is the first six numbers and the last four numbers on the credit card to see if you have an account with us.
Okay. 5595.
Okay.
91.
Okay, now thank you. And the last four, please.
8345.
Thank you, ma'am. Hopefully this will bring it. Okay, okay. Now, this says a Frankie Santos, ma'am. Do you know a Frankie Santos?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yes. She said, oh, yes. Okay. Well, that's whose account, that's whose name this account is in. You already verified your shipping address for me, so I don't need you to do that. This is what I see. I see on 311, there's a charge for $5.74, and it says it's for a Wi-Fi booster deluxe cover. Right above that, there's a zero charge, and I think that's going to be for one of those exercise apps, because they didn't charge you any. It says smart health planner. I think that's going to be one of those mobile apps that they give it to you for 30 days, and in 30 days you'll have a charge for that. I see a charge also for, on the same day, August is 311, I see a charge for $4.99 Okay, wait a minute now. Let me take you back. Now, the $399 charge, that was declined. I see a $499 for Priority Express. That was declined. They tried it again. That was declined. The first time they tried that $67.32, that was on $314.22. Initially, that was declined. They came back the next day on $315 and were able to collect the $67.32. And then on $415, they charged you $56.95. Those last two charges for the $56.95 and the $67.32, ma'am, are because...
Okay, so, hold on. Let us deal. Now I know that the $574 was done by Frankie Santos. He's my son. That would be okay. Now, on March 15, I have the $67.32 for what?
Because when he ordered that Wi-Fi booster, there was a disclaimer on the website, ma'am, that says, when you order this, it's a welcoming gift into a monthly membership for something called the Factory Direct Savings Store. And they charge $67.32 for a $125 credit voucher for an online store that's called the Best Consumers Gadgets Club.
Frankie, please come.
How old is Frankie, ma'am?
Huh?
How old is your son?
My son is 51.
51?
Okay, 51. Yes, I would like to know, what is the other charge?
The other charge is $56.95. Ouch. It's for the same thing. The same thing they charged the $62.34 for. They gave him a discount the next time and took it down to $56.95. Let me see if he's called in to talk to anybody about it. Hang on just a moment. Let me pull it all the way up. Okay. See if there are any notes on this account. I'm going to place you on a brief hold. I'll be right back, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I don't see any notes on the account where anyone has called in before. How would you like me to assist you today, ma'am?
No.
And what's your name? So you're Frankie's mother?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, but I...
So it must be your card, because technically for me to even be discussing the account, I should have been talking to him, but you said it was... He's your son,
My son.
I mean, is he there?
Yes. Frankie.
Okay.
Frankie, la señora está en el teléfono. Yo necesito saber por la cual razón mi tarjeta fue cancelada.
Okay, ma'am. Can you just let Mr. Santos know that... They do offer a 35% refund to that last charge of that $54.95 as a one-time courtesy. They'll allow me to refund 35% of that amount. If you give me just a minute, I'll let you know how much that's going to be.
I'm going to explain to my son. He's here with me right now, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. Mira, a mí me había cancelado la cuenta porque ellos creían que esto era fraud, ¿verdad? Yo tampoco sabía de qué era esto. Me aguantaron la cuenta. Esa gente.
Like I said, I don't use your card for nothing else but town and country.
Sí, pero mira aquí, ella me está diciendo que tú ordenaste algo de Wi-Fi, which I don't understand.
Nope.
Oh, okay, speak to my son because he's here with me.
Nope, all I use is town and country.
What?
That's it.
Okay, Frankie, ella...
I don't care what she says. I'm telling you that I don't use your car for nothing else but town and country. Y se acabó.
Okay, he's saying that he didn't did that. He didn't do that.
Okay, well, I understand that, man, but I mean, I just see it's in his name, and the email address on here is frankiesantos0719@gmail.com. Is that his email address?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay. But he's the one who placed the initial order. He probably just didn't realize that there would be further charges on down, excuse me, on down the line. Now, this is a monthly recurring charge. Would he like him to set?
No, hay una de 574 y hay otra 67.32 y hay otro que ella me va a dar el acuerdo.
No, sí, ese fue el wifi que te compré para ti.
Ajá,
okay. Okay, ¿esto qué?
Pues de la misma cuestión.
No, it was only $6. What's that?
Es lo mismo en otro día. Could you explain to my son the bill for $67.32?
Certainly. Yes, ma'am. I'd be happy to. Hi, Mr. Frankie. My name is Vicky. I'm with customer support. Your mom called in about these charges on her card. And
correct.
We couldn't find the account for a long time. And then finally, when she gave me the card number, that the first six and last four of the card, your name popped up. And she said that you were her son and that
yeah.
You probably did it. Now, what happened here, Mr. Santos? And I know that you aren't aware of this. I don't want any problems between you and your mother because what they did was when you paid that shipping and handling, and initially it did say, pick a gift and pay the shipping and handling. I know that's what it said. Okay. So when you paid that $7.74, Mr. Frankie, what they did was enroll you in something called the Factory Direct Savings Club. It was a disclaimer on the website. Once you pay that shipping and handling, sir, that's when that comes up. And it also says that you have 48 hours to cancel it or you'll be enrolled in this monthly membership. So a few days later, they billed your mom's card 6732. And for that, they give you, since you ordered the Wi-Fi booster, a $125 gift card. But it's not a real physical card. You have to send you a link to your email address and give you a website to go to so you can shop with that $125 gift card.
Right.
Then they charged her again this month, but they went down a little bit to $56.95. But it is a recurring monthly thing,
okay.
And they'll continue to bill it. So because it's in your
case, that is not what I signed up for.
I know it, sir.
I found on the website
the
Wi-Fi extender for almost $6. I'm
right.
Okay, for $6, I will get it.
Exactly.
So that she can have Wi-Fi in her room. All that other stuff, I don't know what the hell that is about.
They're just add-ons. But see, the thing is, Mr. Frankie, because now this is a third-party call center. This isn't the actual company. We just provide customer support for several
correct.
Different vendors online. So this particular vendor, and I think it's, I just found this out. Once you pay the shipping and handling, I did go to the actual website, and they do have something stating but you have to literally like go to the terms and conditions. It's not right there blinking in neon where you can see it, but it's not necessarily hidden either. You just and that's for everybody. I tell everybody when you order anything online, before you put your credit card company number in there, always, always go to the bottom of that page. Find out where it says terms and conditions or terms of agreement, because that's where they put that stuff. And it could be 20 pages long, Frankie, but by law, they have to have it in there. And they just figure the average person is not going to read all of that. But somewhere within there, they have something that had a box check that said you agreed to it, whether you saw it or not. So that's why when it comes to like a refund, they say that these charges are legal and valid because even though you didn't know it, sir, you agreed to the terms and conditions.
Besides the almost $6, what was the overcharge over that?
Oh, my! They charged her. I mean, hang on. I have to go back to the front page. And there were other things that I want to say they tried to add on. Like there's something on here that says, and again, this isn't nothing you ordered, Mr. Frankie, voluntarily, knowingly. These are called add-ons. This is just things that they add on. Okay, first of all, it says that you paid $574 on 311 for the Wi-Fi booster. There's a charge on here. It says 0.00. 9 times out of 10, Mr. Frankie, they added something like a bundle, another product on there. She'll probably get billed for that next month. It just says 0.00 right now. They'll have a trial, like they have exercise trials, and they don't charge you anything the first day, but after 30 days, they'll charge you a certain amount. You don't even know you have it. Then they tried to charge you $399 for a warranty. Her car denied that. They tried to charge $499 for Priority Express delivery. They denied that. But what they did pay is the $67.32 they charged on the 15th. And then, like
and
I stated,
and what is that $67 for?
They give you a $125 gift card, sir, so you can shop at this online store. The same store that sells like the little Wi-Fi booster things, they have a bunch of gadgets. It's called the Best Consumers Gadget Store, as a matter of fact. And each month they bill you and give you a $125 gift card so you can shop online with that voucher. So the first time they billed your mom, it was $67.32. They billed her the next month, $56.95. Now, they do offer a 35% refund to that $56.95. That last charge they put on there, they'll let me refund 35% of that, rather, back.
And how much is that?
Hang on, I have to calculate it. Give me just a moment. Just 1 second, sir. 35% of $56.95 is $19.93. Now, the maximum they will let us refund, and they won't, I mean, this is the top, is 50%. Because that $19.95 is not going to be a drop in the bucket to your mother. She has over $100 worth of charges on her account. And I know you didn't know. She just didn't know what it was because she kept saying it's fraud, and I didn't want to switch her to the fraud department because once she gave me that number, it came up in your name.
Technically, some way, somehow, it's kind of fraud because I didn't agree to none of that.
But, sir, actually, you did. That's why I was telling you about the terms and conditions because they had it on the website. And the only reason I'm being so adamant about telling you because I saw it myself. The lady called in today. A lady called in today, and she was like, I want to cancel that gadget thing. And I said, what do you mean? She said that it says, let me read it to you. Let me read it to you. Hang on just a minute. What you ordered, that spy thing, I mean the Wi-Fi. If you go to the website, and I'm pretty sure you probably saw it as like a little pop-up or something instead of the actual website, which is where this information
right.
would be. Okay, hang on just a minute. I just got off the phone with somebody for the same thing. Now, okay.
A gift card have we got? Not a fucking.
Okay, here it is. Under terms and conditions and privacy, this is what it says, sir. It says, okay, I'm trying to see the third about that.
Okay,
it says,
I'm going to make this easy for you.
Okay.
But just tell me how much I have to pay and then decline any charges from them.
Okay. Now, I gave her the 50% refund, sir. So that I gave her the 50% refund that they allow off of that $56.95. So I'm refunding back to her car $28.47. That leaves a balance
so
of 28.
How much is the actual charge that we have to pay you? Or not you, your company.
Right. Okay. Well, it's the $67.32 from March. They already got that out. And then it's going to be 27. Hang on just a minute. Let me find it. Plus $28.47. I'm refunding her $28.47, but that still leaves a balance of $28.47 because I refunded her 50% of that $28.47.
$28.47 plus the $67.
Yes, sir.
Why? This is a great robbery. I didn't agree to none of that, but it's all good. And like you said, if put the order in, according to them, I agree, but I want them canceled
yes,
from
sir.
Their card.
Okay, now let me ask you, can your mom hear me, Mr. Frankie?
Yes, we are.
Ma'am, let me ask you, did you talk to your bank or call your bank about the charges? Did they give you this number? How did you get this number?
No, listen, they called me and they stopped my car.
What?
Of that.
Okay.
Uh-huh, because they said that there was fraudulent charges.
Okay,
and they didn't recognize, and they, I guess, they knew about the company.
Okay,
and
so, yes, ma'am. Okay, go ahead,
then,
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. And then they wanted to cancel my account, and I said, no, please don't cancel my account, because I need my
exactly.
Credit card.
Right, exactly.
And then they told me, they put it in the computer, they told me, find out where are those charges coming from.
Okay,
okay,
good.
Fraud,
good.
If we put fraud, the problem
okay.
is that I need a new car then again.
Okay, so that's kind of good news, ma'am. Because you were referred to us by your bank, now I'm able to refund you that $56.95 in its entirety. Okay, so I refunded that back to you. The $56.95, I put that back on your card, ma'am. And
$56.95.
That's the last one. But listen, the first one that you got,
wait,
ma'am.
Wait. Miss, hold on. What is the money that you're going to put back in my card?
I just refunded. Initially, I said I was going to give you 50% of that, which was 27 and some change. But now I refunded the whole amount of $56.95. I refunded it in full. So you're going to get two refund confirmations, because when I first did it, I only refunded $28.47. But because your bank is involved now, I can refund the entire amount of $56.95 to avoid you filing a dispute or them filing a dispute. Not only that, ma'am, now I'm going to be able to switch you over to my supervisor, because as an agent, they only let us refund the last charge. So I'm going to have to switch you over to my supervisor or to a supervisor. And
okay.
they'll wait a minute, sir. Let me finish. They're gonna refund the other charge of $67.32. So basically you're getting a refund for the $56.95 and the $67.32. I can only refund that last charge. I have to switch you over to a supervisor who will refund the other amount.
Ma'am,
so it worked out. Certainly. Go ahead, sir.
Since you have already refunded the $67.32 and the $56, what's left over?
Just the shipping and handling charge, sir. The
additional. The $574 that I thought I agreed to only?
Right. Now, listen.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Now, Mr. Santos, remember I told you there's a charge on here. It says zero. What that probably is something, I can't tell what it is, but y'all will find out within the next 30 days. Because they bundled it and it has a zero amount on it, which means it's something that they bundled and they're going to charge at the end of 30 days. I can't tell what it is. I'm thinking that it just says zero, but it may be that they hooked you up with some type of other. I know when they do this, sometimes it's a mobile fitness app. So y'all just be on the lookout. If y'all get a charge for like $19.99, $20, $24.99 or something like that, call this number
right
back to have that canceled too. Because
okay, well,
I can't tell what it is.
After this is all said and done, this card is going to, I mean, I'm assuming this card is going to be canceled and you're going to send her a new one.
No, this isn't the credit card company, sir. This is the company that you are the Wi-Fi booster from. I'm not the credit card company. I'm giving her a refund because the credit card company advised her to call us and get it settled. So I'm a call center person. I represent the company where you ordered the Wi-Fi booster from.
Right.
Okay. So I'm like I said, I refunded the last charge, which is all they let me do as an agent, and I'll transfer after I give her a cancellation number and give her the refund confirmation information that I did. I'm going to switch her over to a supervisor so she can get the remainder of her refund, which is that charge that was made on 3/15. they'll do that today. As soon as I get through, I'm gonna switch all over to another department, and then they'll refund her that $67.32 as well.
Okay. Okay. Listen, the $56.95. What was the date?
4/15.
4/15. That charge was done on 4/15. Okay. So it means that because my credit
the 67.32 was on 3/15 a month before. And they actually came down on that price for whatever reason. That I don't know why. It's a different price. Please don't even ask me to explain because I can't.
Okay. So now I have to speak to the supervisor to take care
of that other charge. Yes. But before I switch you, I need to give you your cancellation number. Because I canceled the account out, so they won't charge you anything else. So I have a cancellation number for you when you're ready, ma'am.
Yes, I am.
Okay, that cancellation number, ma'am, is going to be C, as in cancel. Then 259-806-164. That's your cancellation number. I'll repeat it. C, like cat, 259-806-164 is your cancellation number, ma'am.
Okay.
And I sent
okay.
you a refund confirmation email. Well, sir, you're going to get it. It's going to frankiesantos0719@gmail. And it's just a refund confirmation email, just substantiating that that money is on its way back to your mom's account. And it does take 3 to 5 business days. And again, I sent it back to MasterCard ending 8345.
Okay.
Thank
now give
you
me
for your
yes,
help.
Yes, ma'am. And happy Mother's Day to you, ma'am. Before I let you go, give me just one moment, ma'am. I need to type up some notes before I transfer you, so they'll know why I'm making the transfer, and they'll know what to do once you get over there, so you don't have to go through all this all over again.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I don't want to. I actually don't want to explain because between my bank and the credit card. I have spent 4 hours on my day today.
Yes, ma'am. Bless your heart.
4 hours.
What a way to spend your weekend, huh?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to type them. You won't have to repeat it, ma'am. But by the time I get you transferred over with the note I type for them, they'll see what you called, what I did, what we discussed, and what to do. So it won't be as long as this phone call. Okay. Give me just a moment to type up some notes, and I'll be right back, ma'am. Okay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. One moment, please.
Yeah. Pero ella le va a explicar primero para que no tenga que decir lo mismo. Por eso fue
I agreed to $5.74 for the Wi-Fi extender from que digo en Facebook. Eso yo lo encontré en Facebook. $5.74. That's all you have to pay. It's okay.
Pero ella dice que al final de eso dice.
Y la gente son poquito. Y lo que la gente no importa, la gente que uno está.
Ma'am, I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just letting you know. I didn't mean to interrupt y'all. I'll be right back. I'm still typing up some notes. I just wanted to check in with you.
I don't need to get my house, Frankie.
Oh, my goodness. I know he's not talking to you like that. Let me get out your business. I'm going to put you back on. Yeah, he need to quit,
though. This is awful. You know what? Get ready.
Jesus Christ.
Do fucking me, ma. Do fucking me, ma.
supera que yo me vaya para decirle a mi hija, a Jessica, a Orio, tú la inocente, tú nunca haces nada.
Yo tengo que hablar contigo, pero con ella presente. Con ella presente. Presente, porque yo... Gracias, Jessica. Gracias, Jessica.
Okay, I was waiting for you. I didn't want to interrupt. I'm about to transfer you so you can get that refund. That 67, what is it? 67.32. Jesus. I refunded, as I stated, that other amount of 56.95, ma'am. And I'm going to switch you over to a supervisor now so you can get that other refund. I typed a note so they know that what we discussed in the situation, and they'll be refunding you the rest of that money, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling customer support, ma'am. You have your cancellation number. You'll be getting that refund confirmation email that I sent you within the next 3 to 5 days, if not sooner. I mean, 24 to 48 hours. And the refunds take 3 to 5 days. You have a happy Mother's Day, okay? At least try to. All right, just a moment, ma'am, while I transfer your call. Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. One moment, please.